Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of the big headlines today is John Fetterman fit to serve? Was his debate performance with Dr. Oz helpful or hurtful? And many headlines think that it was a disaster last night. His campaign is saying, oh, we got $1 million more in campaign funds. Donations that happened after the election, after the debate. And so as a physician, I keep getting asked, what do I think about John Fetterman? What do I think about John Fetterman? Should he run? Should he run? You know, is he not fit to serve? He had a stroke. You know, what should be done? And it's interesting because his success and his popularity could be from a variety of reasons. Okay. One is it could be people dislike Dr. Oz. Just like with Biden winning. Did Biden win the election because people really loved Joe Biden? Or was it that they wanted anybody but Trump? So with Fetterman, is part of his popularity, people don't like Dr. Oz? I don't know. Is part of his popularity, he has a D next to his name. So voters might be like, that's the one that's representing us. He's got the D. He's got my vote. Is he retaining his popularity because he looks like he's the underdog? He suffered a medical issue, a major medical issue. He overcame it. He's struggling, but he's doing way better than a lot of people do with strokes. And so many people kind of look at that as, okay, well, you know, we kind of have an underdog story. So the attraction that John Fetterman has to voters can be debated for years to come. But the question keeps being asked, well, should he serve? Is he fit enough to serve? So throughout the months of his campaign, much has been circulating around his auditory processing and his ability to hear and his ability to speak and put the words together, but his cognition is there. He could, as long as he is mentally, what his campaign has said, as long as he is mentally there and has his cognition, then he should be fine. It should not be an issue. This, of course, is reflected on what we're seeing with Joe Biden. And people are very concerned about Joe Biden's mentation. But those who support Joe Biden aren't necessarily, again, Joe Biden fans. They're fans of the administration. They're fans of whoever might be working the strings or might be, you know, working the dials for his campaign. So if voters think that a senator is a figurehead, and if they have the D, if they have the R, then they're just going to do what the Democrats tell them or the Republicans tell them, voters aren't going to care about the medical history unless it's such that it could affect their longevity and their ability to stay in office. If somebody is electing a senator because they want them on a minute-to-minute basis making crucial decisions for their state, then yes, that might be an issue. Now, during the debate, and I saw part of it, there was some times where you could see he did have issues that I think were beyond auditory processing or hearing. And he might have some cognitive deficits after the stroke. So how would you then address that? Do we need a standardized mental status exam that we should be giving all public officials? Nothing that would be, biased. Nothing that would be, would have room for error depending on how they politically lean. But I've always been a fan of, have anybody running for office have their mental state evaluated. But it has to be, it has to be nonpartisan. It has to be objective. You know, we're very, very concerned about Biden's health. You know, not so much because how's his atrial fibrillation? How's Biden's prostate? How's Biden's going? No, we're worried about, is he able to make decisions? If he's the commander in chief and when he says something, it's law, we want to know that whatever he is saying is of sound mind. But I think America is convinced that Joe Biden has convinced us that he isn't the one making the decisions. He says they won't let me answer questions. I got to check it with them. They won't let me. They want me to go. So whoever they is, I guess as long as they have all their mental capacities, America's trusting it. So with John Fetterman, can a stroke survivor be a senator? Absolutely, they can. But if he has cognitive deficits, I think any political candidate needs to recuse themselves, make sure they get healthy, and then rerun. But if his supporters are like, we don't care, because he's going to vote the way the other Democrats do, or just like with Dr. Oz, he's going to vote the way the other Republicans do, all we need is a figurehead, his supporters aren't going to care. So it's a fascinating subject. I do have to commend Fetterman on his grit, on his being able to run a very busy campaign post stroke recovery, and he still has a long way to go. But I really do believe that if anybody is struggling to either understand a question, understand a concept, be able to read a bill and understand a bill, they can't then say they're fit for duty. Did Obama and Biden read the ACA? Did they? I mean, maybe they did. Maybe they understood it. But maybe they didn't. And I think America has gotten comfortable with the fact that many of our political representatives are not necessarily reading the legalese of the bills. They're not necessarily making the decisions. They're talking to advisors. They go, what will look better? Which will please voters more? Okay, is that the way I should go? Then that's the way I should go. So it all depends on what we're using our senators for. If we're using them to think and really hash this out and bust their butts, we need people in tip-top shape. But if it's figureheads, then voters don't care. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I'm Andy Solomon. The Cancer Community Awards, or C2 Awards, celebrate individuals and organizations making impactful change in the cancer community. The awards are part of the AstraZeneca Your Cancer Program and in partnership with Scientific American Custom Media. This year's C2 Catalyst for Care Award winner is Sparrow's Nest of the Hudson Valley, represented by Krista Jones, founder and executive director.
Sparrow's Nest was started in 2012 and provides weekly deliveries of homemade meals to families facing cancer in 5 counties across New York's Hudson Valley.
The C2 Awards seek to shine a light upon unsung community heroes who often go unrecognized by traditional awards programs.
Sparrow's Nest began as a personal commitment to helping a friend navigate her stage 4 cancer diagnosis and evolved from feeding 16 people into a charity that now feeds nearly 300 people each week.
To learn more, visit yourcancer.org.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while we're talking about John Fetterman and Joe Biden and, you know, multiple people that have been in politics, atrial fibrillation is a common theme. John Fetterman had atrial fibrillation, which we believe contributed to a stroke. Joe Biden is on medication to prevent stroke from atrial fibrillation. And atrial fibrillation affects millions of us. But how we sleep and how it relates to our cardiovascular health is underappreciated. And joining us next is Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute, to talk to us about better heart health and how our sleep can impact it. Dr. Yancey, thank you so much for joining us.
Dr. Dahlia, thank you so much for the invitation.
Wow. Well, you've been busy. You and your team at Northwestern Medicine, and we're grateful. You being chief of cardiology, heart disease is not letting up. Tell us what you're seeing.
So you're so right, and I really appreciate your run-in. Because many times when we think about heart disease, Dr. Dolly, we think about that other person that has heart disease. And we don't recognize that all of us are at risk. And once we start to acknowledge that dignitaries or personalities that are part of our everyday vernacular are dealing with some iteration of heart disease or stroke, we really have to pause and recognize that we all are at risk. Now, there's good news here, Dr. Dolly. Over the last two decades, we've done a remarkable job of reducing the risk of death due to heart attacks and stroke. Many times with stroke, we can anticipate complete recovery with prompt therapy. And with heart attacks, I know this for certain as a cardiologist, the likelihood of surviving a heart attack and going on within days as opposed to suffering weeks later is so dramatically different. These are celebratory moments in medicine, but we know that we're not nearly in the same celebratory space when we talk about our cardiovascular and brain health. And that's really the important conversation this morning.
A recent study was published how people who get less than 5 hours of sleep a night puts them at risk for dementia, multiple medical issues, including heart disease. It's something we bring up on the show, but you don't hear about it on a more popular basis. Talk to us about how important it is for us to have our sleep.
It's incredibly important to think about our sleep, Dr. Dahlia. So many people almost wear it as a badge of honor that they're burning the candles from both ends. Well, guess what? If you burn the candle from both ends, you're going to extinguish that candle. That light will flicker away. To be very clear, if I did a survey of all your listeners, the majority would say, I'm pretty healthy. I'm doing okay. I'm pretty healthy. But in truth, if you compare health to a standard, only about 20% of us truly achieve the bar of having optimal health. Now, that bar is defined by previously 7 attributes, but now we've added an 8th attribute. The we is the cardiovascular community, the neurology community, endorsed by the American Heart Association. We know that adding sleep to the previous set of 7 health attributes really helps us understand even more so whom it is that has ideal health and whom it is that needs to make some adjustments in life and lifestyle.
Absolutely. And these 7, if you could iterate them for us.
Delighted to. Let's start with the obvious. Avoid tobacco. Be physically active. Have an appropriate weight for your height. Follow a heart healthy diet. And know your numbers, Dr. Dahlia, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar. And then number 8 is sleep. And as you suggested, not getting enough sleep is associated with a portfolio of circumstances that we all wish to not have, specifically chronic diseases, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, mood swings. None of us wish any of that on ourselves, but by getting less than 7 hours of sleep on a recurrent basis as adults, we put ourselves at risk. And for children, it's 9 hours because it's during sleep that children grow and thrive and really prepare themselves for life. So we've overlooked the importance of this very simple life event. Sleeping is that important.
It is so true. We're speaking to Dr. Clyde Yancey, Chief of Cardiology at Northwestern Medicine, Bloom Cardiovascular Institute. So these apps, these phones, some people are getting the memo, and they are looking for monitors. They're looking for AI that helps them. We can maybe watch our cholesterol when we're awake, but we can't necessarily always watch our sleep. So talk to us about some of the things that are out there that can help individuals with their sleep and with their heart health.
You know, it's wonderful. We live in a world where we have smart devices, smart phones. Everything is related to our phone, our tablet, our computers, our vehicles have become computers. Everything in our lifestyle goes to computers. Why not our health issues? Many investigators, many doctors at Northwestern have been involved in artificial intelligence, have been involved in wearable devices. How can we use these devices to help us achieve better health circumstances? We know we can use the devices to measure our activity. Some devices help us understand our heart rate, even our heart rhythms. And in that setting, we can have some early warning signals, if you be, about the necessity to either increase unusual, and does your app tell you that you're in a regular heart rhythm? These are no longer conveniences or little necessities. These are big necessities that actually help us live healthier lives.
So true. You know, these many people think that if they are going to be, you know, addressing their sleep, or they are going to be, that there's going to be a lack of privacy, that there's going to be, you know, somebody else kind of in the room. These things are pretty, you know, the future of AI tech is not necessarily, I don't know, and I know people are kind of concerned about that, but, you know, how do you feel about the privacy of these medical devices and AI and tech when it comes to our personal health?
I think it's a very important question, and every time we are at the frontier of a new technology or a new way of life and living, we always have to consider the unexpected consequences, the risk, the benefits taken together really constitute what's most important as we enter into this new space. But if we look backwards as a way of thinking about how we move forward, think about how many people know your credit rating better than you do. Think about how many people know your Social Security number. Think about how many people know your cell number. In today's world, imagine how much information a third party can determine about you and your lifestyle just by knowing your cell number. So I think it is a feigned reality to think that we have absolute privacy anymore. These defining numbers, metrics, behaviors that determine how we engage with life are in the public domain. And so do we resist the benefit of technology to help us understand more about our health and our health care, or do we embrace it and use it as wisely as possible with all the right precautions? It's an important question, but I think it's worth moving forward with care so that we can enable our health and our health care and do so more efficiently.
I agree. As far as I'm concerned, you know, having heart disease in the family, I want to live. And it's, you know, this, I'm gonna use, you know, our tech to our advantage. In the last minute or so, what else would you like to share with my listeners?
Well, first, I agree with you. I like this life and living gig. And anytime I can understand how to have more of it, a higher quality, and more longevity, sign me up. But I know that our listeners want to know, okay, what do I really need to know? What do I need to take away from this program? Let me make it very clear, Dr. Dahlia. Here we go. Do more. Eat less. Know your numbers, particularly your blood pressure, and get more sleep. Those four things will be a big, big change for everybody.
It's so true. Dr. Yancey, we really appreciate you, your team at Northwestern Medicine. Can't wait to have you back, and keep up the fantastic job you're doing.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day, Dr. Dahlia.
You too. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, this is kind of a recurring theme on the show. We're telling you guys to get more sleep. Now, some of you guys use my show to fall asleep. That's great. We have a lot of late night listeners, especially in Las Vegas and the southwestern United States. Hey, that's fine. If I'm helping you guys sleep, let's do it. But we always swap sleep. How many of us, when we were in our sexual prime, we were like, wait a second, I got a date. I got to, you know, be up at 5 the next day. To heck with sleep. We as young adults have trained ourselves to swap sleep and substitute sleep for something else. And now that we're getting older, we have to remind people, you know, you can't be substituting sleep. You can't be doing that, because sleep is what keeps you alive and keeps you healthy and keeps you young. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the southern border, a warning for parents this Halloween. Check every piece of candy in your kid's bag this year. Fentanyl can kill, and the massive amounts of the drug making its way across the border has never been greater. Yakima, Washington coroner Jim Curtis.
We sent it in to be analyzed. They'll come back with fentanyl made by a press and then smuggled into the United States, I'm told, through the southern border, same routes the traditional methamphetamine and heroin's been coming into our area.
The Dr. Oz-John Fetterman Senate debate took place last night in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz
has gone after the energy industry, called it a stain on Pennsylvania.
John Fetterman.
He has never met an oil company that he doesn't swipe right about.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so this is something that I didn't really expect to be a headline, but I guess the Pope has admitted that priests and nuns watch porn. Now, Pope is about 85 years old. When I saw that headline, I was like, well, yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure a lot of people do. I believe that many might resist it. I gotta tell you, sometimes stuff just pops up, and you're like, whoa, what's that? It's better now. I notice in the last few years, I don't get stuff that just pops up going, where did this come from? Because I think we have a lot of firewalls and, you know, I mean, you know, we got kids and, you know, but maybe that's why. Maybe, you know, the boys have found better ways to look at it. So it doesn't come on my computer because they have their own. I don't know. But, you know, when you hear that the Pope is kind of like, look, guys, you know, guys and gals, priests, nuns, you need to rethink watching porn. It just kind of reminds us about how ubiquitous porn is and how popular it is and how, you know, even in the most, you know, non-secular, the most religious and pious communities, porn is still prevalent. So we're being told here, this is very interesting. It's a great topic. I love talking about porn because, you know, many people, they tackle porn addiction. They feel like porn could be affecting their relationships. Some people think porn helps their relationships. And so, you know, porn has been around for centuries. If you visit Pompeii, the ruins of Pompeii, there is evidence of porn. And it's something that on your tour they bring up and people are always fascinated by it. So Pope Francis said internet porn was a quote-unquote vice shared between members of the church. He said it is a vice that many people have, many laymen, many laywomen, and also priests and nuns. So he knows that. But then again, I guess if you're the Pope, you're as close to God as it comes. You probably know a lot about what's going on. I never thought I could lie to a Pope. Whenever I see a priest, I'm like, oh gosh, they know what I'm thinking. My rabbi, I'm like, he knows. So I could say I never had an egg McMuffin, and I just feel like he knows. I don't know why. There's nothing ever tells us in the Bible that your rabbi and priest, you know, can have God-like abilities, but any time I buy clergy, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, hey, they know I had a sex dream about Viggo Mortensen. So anyway, he says the devil gets in that way. So the Pope thinks that porn is a conduit to the devil getting in. He said, and I'm not talking about criminal pornography like that involving the abuse of children. That is already degeneration. He said pornography that is a little quote-unquote normal. So normal porn, that's a very interesting descriptor. What is normal porn? My guess is normal porn might be the common, and this could also be a translational issue, but I think normal porn would be porn where you just have, you know, two people having sex, it's consensual, they're videotaping it, they got some music, they got some sort of a plot behind it, you know, plot like, oh yeah, then I'm going to Walmart, you're going to Walmart too? Wow, that makes me horny. Yeah, me too. And then I guess they go and have sex. I don't know. I don't watch a lot of porn, so I don't really know what the new... I'm sure a lot of it does, you know, involve much of the more popular things out like Game of Thrones and House of Dragon. I'll look it up because I want to be a lot more educated on this stuff when I talk about it. Honestly, you know, since I've been married, I don't watch it. I don't need to see it. But I will talk about the fascination of it. Let me, though, finish with what the Pope said. So the Pope said that pornography that is a little normal, dear brothers, be careful about this. And he cautioned priests and nuns. He made these remarks on Monday. Now, priests and nuns are not supposed to watch porn. They are forbidden. It is a offense against chastity under Article 2354. You guys might know more about Catholicism than I do. But this is something that is probably something that the Catholic Church and multiple, probably, you know, Muslim mosques and temples are, you know, LDS temples are probably grappling with, because porn is one of the most popular things on the internet, one of the most popular searches, one of the most popular activities. I mean, you think Netflix and the Dahmer was the most commonly streamed video. You just look at Pornhub stats. It blows Netflix out of the water. And people can get porn for free. They could, and porn could also be interactive. So the concept that priests and nuns may be watching porn and taking it in reminds us how human clergy are. and what sacrifices priests and nuns are doing in order to be, you know, not having sex, chaste. And that's a pretty big, I mean, I couldn't do that. I couldn't, you know, not have sex. It's amazing what these people are doing for God. But then, should they be allowed to get that release? You know, is it impossible to devote yourself to God and devote yourself to a non-sexual life without having outlets? Now, in biology, the average boy could tell you, if you don't have sex, it happens in your sleep. And there will be ejaculations, and they will be, your body will release. It'll happen. Women too can have dreams and then have an orgasm in their sleep. So I do think there is an innate human need to have a release. You don't necessarily need porn to do it, but if you don't facilitate it, it might happen in your sleep on your own. Now, that being said, do people watch too much porn? Do we have an addiction? Do we have a pandemic of porn addiction? Oh, I believe we do, and we've spoken about that. We've had listeners call in and listeners write going, how do I know if I'm addicted to porn? So one is, if you're not going to work. If you have work to do and you're not going to work and you prefer porn, it's a problem. If you're supposed to be with the family at church, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc., and you're choosing porn over family, that could be a problem. It's a problem when it starts to interfere with your life and your health. If you're chafing, if you're, you know, hurting down there. If you're always thinking about it, even if you can't view it. If you go through withdrawal, if you're used to seeing it and then all of a sudden you're away, you know, with the family and, you know, for Thanksgiving break, and you can't be around it for a couple days and you start getting moody, ornery, that could be a sign that you're addicted to it. And there are things that can help you. There's therapy, there's ways to not necessarily go through withdrawal, but where you limit it, you know, and you give yourself a certain finite amount of minutes. When we get the yearly Pornhub statistics, it's amazing how different countries vary and how different times of the year vary on times of length of time of watching it. Super Bowl is, I think, the one day of the year where there's the least amount of downloads of porn because people are watching the Super Bowl. They're at a Super Bowl party. Christmas and Thanksgiving, some higher numbers because people are home, they're not at work, maybe, you know, the family's in town, everybody's going off, you know, I'm going to stay and take a nap. So I find it fascinating. I think, you know, it's really, really gutsy for the Pope to open up and talk about something that, you know, can plague anybody. It just reminds us that priests and nuns are human. But do I think porn, you know, draws you to sin? Well, it depends what you're watching, you know, but, you know, I mean, the porn I saw years ago was pretty kind of mild and kind of bland. And it made me looking at a bank a lot differently when you do your banking. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals! Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You guys could call in with questions. You could email us. You could Twitter, Facebook. This message I got from Paul in Des Moines. He says, little things bother me more than they used to. Wife annoys me more. Boss is driving me crazy. How do I get back the, quote, I don't care attitude I had in my 20s? So that's interesting. You know, if I think back to my 20s, I might have had more serotonin back then. And so maybe I had a little bit more patience with things. Also, we didn't text. We didn't have email. We didn't. So I would have to wait to get home to listen to my message machine to see if, you know, the guy I liked called. And so, you know, maybe we had more patience. But I got to tell you, I still was worried about what people thought. I still was worried about getting fired, getting, I mean, high school. Any of us that go through high school, boy, we feel the heat. Okay, you know what? I better maybe walk around this hall, or I might take the long way home because these people are going to try to beat my butt, or I'm going to... So I think we've always cared. It's just we do start to get more annoyed when we're older. There was a meme that was circulating. They say grumpy old men aren't grumpy. They just speak more of the truth. They and you know, it's an interesting concept. And so I think a few things could be going on. Okay. One is our priorities change. So when I was younger, if I had somebody who said something about the way I looked in a dress, you know, if we were all at a bar or club or whatever, and I wouldn't wear that if I were you. I wouldn't, you know. I brush it off. I don't really care. I think I look good. My other friends say I look good. Maybe I might change the dress or whatever. Or maybe, depending on if I was concerned about trying to get a date, I might take that advice super seriously. Well, now, if somebody's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I would wear that dress. For me, now, my priorities, well, I don't care. I don't care what you think. So... you know, you know, what are your priorities? Your wife might have annoyed you years ago. My husband does the same annoying things now that he did when we were in our 20s. I might be a little bothered by it now because there's a different process I have with my husband. See, like if he didn't do the dishes or if he left soggy bread in the sink, you know, I'd be like, you know, I'd be, you know, okay, well, I'm busy. He's helping with the kids. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. But now I'm like, wait a second, I need to nip this in the bud. We have a 25-year-old habit that he keeps doing. I want to nip it in the bud. So my goals are changing. So now I'm going to get annoyed because I'm like, okay, wait a second here. You know, it's been 25 years. And he's thinking, well, why didn't you have an issue with it 25 years ago? Boss is driving you crazy. Maybe your boss is driving you crazy. Maybe you're normal. Maybe you have a boss that's toxic. Maybe you have a boss that is under the gun. There's a lot of stress coming with the recession, with the bottom line and profits, and he is transferring that stress to you. Maybe it's because when you got the job 4 years ago, there was a better economy. The boss was cooler. The boss was more laid back. Maybe the boss is going through a divorce. So, you know, before you blame you, you know, you know, take a look and see. You know, maybe your concerns are valid concerns. You know, I had a patient call in saying, you know, look, I need to get on a medication because I think I'm ruining my relationship. And I go, okay, well, what's going on? She says, well, you know, I think my boyfriend's cheating on me. Okay, what makes you think your boyfriend's cheating on you? Well, he never lets me, you know, see his phone. If I go near his phone, he jumps on it. You know, he comes late. You know, he showers, you know, at odd times of the day. Maybe it is her instinct. Maybe, you know, she's not fathoming it. Maybe, you know, she's right. You know, do you really want to dull your senses with medication? On the flip side, if you are accusing everybody you're always, you know, you're with and everybody you're dating with cheating all the time, yes, it might be something more internal. And so the one thing I think we have a problem with as humans is we don't know ourselves. We don't understand our spidey sense from a delusion. We don't, you know, I look back, you know, in the Bible, God spoke to Elijah, God spoke to Abraham, and when God speaks to you, nowadays, if somebody said, you know, I heard a voice, it was God speaking to me, they'd say you're hearing voices. You need to be on medications. And I always wonder, I go, if God ever does talk to me, how do I know I'm not going crazy? I mean, God seems to talk to
everybody in the Bible, in the biblical days, you would hear God all the time. Now, I have no idea if God would be speaking to me or if I am now hearing a voice. So, you need to know yourself. And we don't self-reflect. We don't, I know this is something that people are like, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to, but no, think about it. Are there certain things that drive you crazy? Are there certain noises? Are there certain sounds? There are certain things that can trigger you. There might be memories you suppressed or are repressing. And somebody in your life could be bringing those out. And the reason why I like to recommend therapy is because a good therapist will help you learn who you are, learn what's normal and what's acceptable, what's not. I mean, somebody getting mad that their spouse leaves the toilet seat up, such that in the middle of the night they fall into the toilet and almost, you know, subluxate multiple vertebrae, you have a right to be upset about that. Now, if you're throwing things and hitting things, you know, your reaction might be abnormal. But a lot of times, things you're concerned about or you're upset about might be valid. But then we have the issue, and Paul might have this, and who knows, is where our serotonin starts to drop. And as our hormones change, when you have lower serotonin, things do bother you more. You know, somebody today tried to outrun me and cut me off. My serotonin must be fine. I had some chocolate cake last night with my son's birthday. Didn't bother me. But on another day, that might have really bothered me. And so, if you start to notice that things that used to not bother you more than they should, you can't shake it off. You can't get the thought out of your head. That could be a sign that your serotonin is low. It could also be a sign that you're stressed. You're not sleeping enough. But my advice to any of you is if you have these thoughts that are not delusional or not, you know, and you're trying to sleep at night, and there's something somebody said at work that's bothering you, and some, you know, I would really train yourself to be like, you know, I'm not going to care, I'm not going to care. And if you say, yeah, but this could mean I'm losing my job. Okay, well, then have plan B. If you really think that you are getting these signs, and what are you fearful of? Are you fearful of somebody not liking you at work, or are you fearful of being fired? And if you look at, you know, your job performance and you have a good relationship with your supervisor and you don't think you're going to get fired, then who gives a damn what that coworker thinks? But if that person is your supervisor and you're like, I'm always fearful that I'm going to lose my job, well, then maybe get another job. Have, you know, start to have plan B. And that'll help you sleep. Knowing that you have, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've worked for idiots where I'm like, I don't know if they're going to, you know, run this place to the ground. I don't know if I'm going to have a job next year. Well, then that's very stressful. That is going to, you know, bother you more. And that's very natural then. So the moral I'm trying to say is much of what we get annoyed by may be completely normal and natural, but if it really starts to interfere with your sleep, your health, your work, get it checked out. Talk to a counselor. 1-877-DR-TELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.